Brilliance Audio presents When You See Me by Lisa Gardner, performed by Kirsten Potter. Water? Check. Granola bars? Check. Apples, PB&J sandwiches? Check, check. Janet paused, looked up from the day packs opened on the B&B's quilted bed. How much water? I'm going to say 2 bottles apiece, Chuck replied. He was lacing up his hiking boots, banging his heel against the hardwood floor to ensure a tight fit. It's really hot out, Janet hedged. They'd fled Hotlanta for the weekend, heading north into the mountains only to discover the humidity was marginally better here than in the city they'd left behind. Just what they needed, a heat wave in Appalachia. Chuck considered the matter. Better throw in 3 bottles apiece. We definitely want to stay hydrated. Sure. Janet said, trying to keep from sounding sarcastic, as if they knew what they were doing, as if Chuck's hiking boots hadn't just come from a sporting goods sports store, while both backpacks had been dug out of the dusty bowels of his parents' garage. Janet hadn't even bothered with real boots, sticking with her tennis shoes. Chuck had already warned her about rolling an ankle on the trails. Seriously, she just wanted a romantic weekend at a B&B. She and Chuck had been dating nearly a year. Short enough that they were still making the effort, long enough that a getaway weekend sounded fun. But hiking? That was Chuck's idea of a good time. Personally, she would have gone with room service and sex, but given the way her boyfriend was now clomping around their quaint room with blatant hiking boot satisfaction, that wasn't happening. Maybe at the end of the day, assuming either of them could still move. You have the map? She asked him now, as she was a city girl and knew it. Yep. Trail is marked, 4 miles, round trip, 1,000-foot elevation gain. We can do this. He stopped long enough to waggle an eyebrow at her, offering a reassuring kiss. She acquiesced while leaning all the way into him. He could be charming, with his mop of brown hair, thick lashes, and dark puppy dog eyes. And he was fit, an up-and-coming ADA who burned away his courtroom frustrations running half marathons. Given how much she enjoyed every inch of that runner's body? Fine, she would hike. For love, people had done worse. She stepped back, hefted up the first pack, grunted a little at the weight. We're going to earn those water bottles, she said. Chuck swung the second pack onto his own back as if it were nothing. We got this, he said. Promise to carry me? I don't want to use up all my strength. I still have some plans for us, end of day. I've heard the views are excellent from the trailhead, but I'm kind of wondering. He leaned closer, whispered in her ear, if sex on a mountaintop won't be even better. Sweaty and pine needly, she told him, but he had her attention now. Hiking? Huh. She didn't even like gyms. But the great outdoors, coupled with the promise of the right reward? We got this, she agreed hoarsely. Then, after fighting with the straps of her pack, she followed her lanky, cute-as-sin boyfriend out the door. First mistake. Chuck set the pace. He was a cardio freak, and steep, winding mountain trails were no problem for him. Janet was gasping almost immediately and transitioning from romantic thoughts to murderous plots. 1 woman on the jury, she figured. That's all she'd need to be acquitted of Chuck's impending demise, if he didn't slow down for his obviously suffering girlfriend. Second mistake. Chuck wore new boots. 1 mile up, he developed a hitch in his stride. Shortly after that, he was wincing. Janet worked as a vet tech, which made her the medical expert even when it came to humans, meaning she was the one who had to forcefully halt Chuck's determined death march, sit his ass on a boulder, and demand that he remove the boot. The heel of his left sock was already spotted with blood. Gee, she couldn't resist saying, so much for my crappy tennis shoes. He glared at her, and she could tell he was also making the transition from sex to bodily harm. Something sounded like more fun than they really were. Hiking, Janet had already decided, was one of them. She had Chuck gingerly pull off his extra-thick hiking sock. Even sitting in the shade, they were both drenched in sweat and breathing hard. Janet was never leaving air conditioning again.